So let's go on and talk about your 74-year-old man.
Yes. So the second case is a patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer. Typical presentation, multiple liver metastases, good performance status of ECOG-1. So the options in this patient, obviously a clinical trial. We have clinical trials, and that's always our first priority. In the absence of a clinical trial, in this patient, I picked gem-nab-paclitaxel just because of his age. 74, I'm a little nervous about giving FOLFIRINOX. And this patient did well, had a response, but started to develop grade 2 neuropathy and early signs of progression. The CA19-9 started to go up. And at that point, he needed a change. I generally do not wait for patients to develop grade 3 neuropathy. I think that's a bad strategy. You either have to dose reduce or change when patients have persistent grade 2 neuropathy. That really does affect quality of life. So this patient was changed to NALIRI and did well and still on treatment. Decrease in CA19-9, decrease in tumor size. And is actually tolerating this well.
What's going on with the neuropathy? And from your point of view, is the NALIRI inducing any side effects?
This patient, little bit of diarrhea, which is being treated just with Imodium. We have not had to dose reduce. The neuropathy has basically resolved. It's less than mild tingling numbness, grade 1 or less. So I think it would be possible to reintroduce gem-nab-paclitaxel because the patient did not progress by RECIST criteria when we switched treatment.
So he wasn't progressing. You just switched because of the neuropathy?
Switched because of the neuropathy and a rising CA19.
And rising CA, right. I see. What's your experience globally in terms of the clinical activity in NALIRI that you've observed and also in terms of tolerability issues? This patient seems like he did pretty well. And what do we know about how NALIRI might compare to, say, FOLFIRI?
So that's a question a lot of community oncologists ask. Can I use FOLFIRI instead of NALIRI? I think it depends on the situation. When you treat patients with FOLFIRINOX, there are times because of neuropathy or extreme cold sensitivity, fatigue, I drop the oxaliplatin, and in that situation, I just continue with FOLFIRI. But when you look at second-line therapy, I think the published data for efficacy is with NALIRI. And as we talked earlier, based on preclinical and pilot studies, looking at tumor biopsies, NALIRI shows a better outcome. So as second-line therapy, I would use NALIRI with 5-FU. Till we have more data, there's a SWOG study using second-line FOLFIRI. After gem-nab-paclitaxel, I don't think FOLFIRI is a suitable regimen.
So I want to ask you about the other two cases that you have, but just a couple other things I've been thinking about as we talked about. First, it seems like I've seen trials that are ongoing now moving NALIRI up earlier as part of initial therapy. Can you talk about that strategy? What's being looked at?
There are a couple of strategies being looked at. One is sort of a FOLFIRINOX regimen with NALIRI, 5-FU, and oxaliplatin. That's an ongoing study in which I am participating. It's a dose escalation study to see what's the optimum doses of NALIRI and oxaliplatin in combination with 5-FU, and that's comparing that to gem-nab-paclitaxel. So that study is ongoing. We don't have any data yet, but hopefully we'll have some data by the next year. I think that's the frontline study moving it up that I know of.